The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 1. King Sudumna Becomes a Woman. This chapter describes how Sudumna became a woman and how the dynasty of Avishratamanu was amalgamated with the Somavamsa, the dynasty coming from the moon. By the desire of Maharaj Parikshit, Shukadeva Goswami told about the dynasty of Vaivishvatamanu, who was formerly King Satyavrata, the ruler of Dravida. While describing this dynasty, he also described how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, while lying down in the waters of devastation, gave birth to Lord Brahma from a lotus generated from his navel. From the mind of Lord Brahma, Marichi was generated, and his son was Kashyapa. From Kashyapa through Aditi, Vivishvan was generated, and from Vivishvan came Shraddhadev Manu, who was born from the womb of Samgya. Shraddhadev's wife, Shraddha, gave birth to 10 sons, such as Ikshvaku and Nriga. Shraddhadev, or Vaivishvatamanu, the father of Maharaj Ikshvaku, was sonless before Ikshvaku's birth. But by the grace of the great sage Vishvishta, he performed a yaga to satisfy Mitra and Varuna. Then, although Vaivishvatamanu wanted a son, by the desire of his wife, he got a daughter named Ila. Manu, however, was not satisfied with the daughter. Consequently, for Manu's satisfaction, the great sage Vishishta prayed for Ila to be transformed into a boy, and his prayer was fulfilled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Ila became a beautiful young man named Sudumna. Once upon a time, Sudumna went on tour with his ministers. At the foot of the mountain Sumeru, there is a forest named Sukamara, and as soon as they entered that forest, they were all transformed into women. When Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami about the reason for this transformation, Shukadeva Goswami described how Sudumna, being transformed into a woman, accepted Buddha, the son of the moon, as her husband and had a son named Pararava. By the grace of Lord Shiva, Sudumna received the benediction that he would live 1 month as a woman and 1 month as a man. Thus he regained his kingdom and had 3 sons, named Utkala, Gaya, and Vimala, who were all very religious. Thereafter he entrusted his kingdom to Pararava and took the order of Vanaprastha life. Text 1. Sri Raju Vacha Manvantarani Sarvani Tayoktani Shrutani Me Viryani Ananta Virasya Hares Tatra Kitani Cha. Synonyms. Sri Raju Vacha, King Parikshit said, Manvantarani, all about the periods of the various Manus, Sarvani, all of them, Tvaya by you, Uktani have been described, Shrutani have been listened to, May by me, Viryani, wonderful activities, Ananta Virasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has unlimited potency, Hare, of the Supreme Lord, Hari, Tatra, in those Manvantara periods, Kritani, which have been performed, Cha, also. Translation. King Parikshit said, My Lord, Shukadeva Goswami, you have elaborately described all the periods of the various Manus, and within those periods, wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has unlimited potency. I am fortunate to have heard all of this from you. Text 2 and 3. Yasa Satyavrato Nama Rajasir Devideshvara Ganam Yog Tita Kalpante Lebe Purusha Sevaya Savai Vivishvata Putro Manur Asid Itasritam Tatvas Tasya Shukta Prokta Ikshvaku Pramakwa Nripa. Synonyms. Yaso, he who was known, Satyavrata, Satyavrata Nam by the name, Rajarishi, the saintly king, Dravida Ishvara, the ruler of the Dravida countries. Jnanam, knowledge, Ya, one who, Atita Kalpante, at the end of the period of the last Manu, or the end of the last millennium, Lebe received Parashi Sevaya by rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sahi, by indeed, Vivishvata of Vivishvan, Putra, son, Manu Asit, became the Vivishvata Manu, iti, thus, Shrutam, I have already heard, Tatva, Tvata, from you, Atasya, his Suta sons, Prokta, have been explained. Ikshvaka Pramukha, headed by Ikshvaku Nripa, many kings. Translation. Shatevrata, the saintly king of Dvidadesh, who received spiritual knowledge at the end of the last millennium by the grace of the Supreme, later became Vaivishvatamanu, the son of Vivishvan, in the next Manvantar, period of Manu. I have received this knowledge from you. I also understand that such kings as Ikshvaku were his sons, as you have already explained. Text 4. Tesham Bamsam Pritag Brahman Vamsanu Charitanicha Kritayashva Mahabhaga Nityam Sashrusatam Hina. Synonyms. Tesham, all of those kings, Vamsam, the dynasties, Pritak separately, Brahman, O great Brahmana, Shukadeva Goswami, Vamsa Anucharitanicha, and their dynasties and characteristics. Krita Yasva, kindly describe, Mahabhaga, O greatly fortunate one, Nityam, eternally, Shushrutam, who are engaged in your service, he indeed, na, of ourselves. Translation. O greatly fortunate Shukadeva Goswami, O great Brahmana, kindly describe to us separately the dynasties and characteristics of all those kings, for we are always eager to hear such topics from you. Text 5. Ye bhuta ye bhavishyascha bhavanti adyatanaschaye tesham na punya kirtanti nam sarvesham badakir vikraman. Synonyms. Yea, all of whom bhuta have already appeared, yea, all of whom bhavishya, who will appear in the future, cha also bhavanti, are existing adyatanta tana, at present cha also, yea, all of whom tesham, all of them, na unto us punya kirtanam, who are all pious and celebrated, sarvesham of all of them, vada, kindly explain vikraman, about the abilities. Translation. Kindly tell us about the abilities of all the celebrated kings born in the dynasty of Vaivishvatamanu, including those who have already passed, those who may appear in the future, and those who exist at present. Text 6. Sri Suta Vacha. Evam Pariksita Rajna Sadasi Brahmavadinam Prista Pravacha Bhagavan Yucha Parama Dharmavit. Synonyms. Sri Suta Vacha. Sri Suta Goswami said, Evam, in this way, Priksita by Maharaj Priksit, Rajana by the king, Sadasi in the assembly, Brahmavadinam. Of all the great saintly experts in Vedic knowledge, Prista, having been asked, Pravacha answered, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Shukadeva Goswami, Paramadharmavit, the most learned scholar in religious principles. Translation. Suta Goswami said, when Shukadeva Goswami, the greatest knower of religious principles, was thus requested by Maharaj Prikshit in the assembly of all the scholars learned in Vedic knowledge, he then proceeded to speak. Text 7. Sri Shuka Vacha Shriyatam Manavopam Sa Prachuryena Pradantapa Na Sakyate Vistarato Vaktum Varsha Satarapi. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Shriyatam, just hear from me, Manavasvamsa, the dynasty of Manu, Prachuryena, as expansive as possible, Parantapa, O king, who can subdue your enemies, na, not Sankhyate, who is able, Vistarata, very broadly, Vaktum, to speak, Varsha Satayapi, even if he does so for hundreds of years. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O king, subduer of your enemies, now hear from me in great detail about the dynasty of Manu. I shall explain as much as possible, although one cannot say everything about it even in hundreds of years. Text 8. Paravare sambhutanam atmaya purushapara sa eva sid idam vishvam kopante nyan nakat kinchana. Synonyms. Para avaresham, of all living entities in higher or lower statuses of life, bhutanam, of those who have taken material bodies, the conditioned souls, atma, the supersoul, ya, one who is, purusha, the supreme person, para, transcendental, tasa, he, eva, indeed, asit, was existing, idam, this, vishvan, universe, kalpa ante, at the end of the millennium, anyat, anything else, na, not, kinchana, anything whatsoever. Translation. The transcendental supreme person, the supersoul of all living entities who are in different statuses of life, high and low, existed at the end of the millennium, when neither this manifested cosmos nor anything else but him existed. Purport. Taking the proper position from which to describe the dynasty of Manu, Shukadeva Goswami begins by saying that when the entire world was inundated, only the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists, and nothing else. Shukadeva Goswami will now describe how the Lord creates other things, one after another. Text 9. Tasya nabhe samabhavat padma kosho haranyamaya tasmin yagne maharaj swayam bush chaturanana. Synonyms. Tasya, of him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nabhe, from the navel, sambhavat, generated, padma kosha, a lotus. Haranyamaya, known as Haranmaya, or golden. Tasmin, on that golden lotus, yajne, appeared Maharaj, O King, Swayambhu, one who is self-manifested, who takes birth without a mother. Chatu Anana, with four heads. Translation. O King Prakshit, from the navel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead was generated a golden lotus on which the four-faced Lord Brahma took his birth. Text 10. Marichir manasas tasya jajne tasya pikashipa. Dakshayanyam tataditiam. Vishvas vivashvan abhavat sutta. Synonym. Marichi, the great saintly person known as Marichi, manasa tapasya, from the mind of Lord Brahma, Yajne, took birth. Tasyapi, from Marichi, Kashyapa, Kashyapa took birth. Dakshayanam, in the womb of the daughter of Maharaj Daksha, Tata, thereafter, Adityam, in the womb of Aditi, Vivishvan Abhavat, took birth. Sutta, a son. Translation. From the mind of Lord Brahma, Marichi took birth. From the semen of Marichi, Kashyapa appeared. And from Kashyapa, by the womb of Daksha's daughter, Aditi, Vivishvan took birth. Texts 11 through 12. Tato manu shradadeva samyanam yam asa bharata shradhayam janayam asa dasaprutran sa atmavam. Ikshvaku nigasaryati distadrishta karuksakam narisyantam prishadram cha nabhagam cha chivim bibu. Synonyms. Tata, from Bibhishwan, Manu Shraddadev, the Manu named Shraddadev, Samyagam, in the womb of Samgya, the wife of Bibhishwan, Asa, was born. Bharat, best of the Bharat dynasty, Shraddayam, in the womb of Shraddha, the wife of Shraddadev. Janayam Asa begot Das 10, Putran, sons, Sa, that Shraddadev, Atmavan, having conquered his senses, Ikshvaku Nirga Saryati Distadrishta Karuksakan, named Ikshvaku Nirga Saryati Distadrishta Ensha Karusaka, Narisyantam, Narisyata, Prishadamcha, and Prishadra, Nabhagamcha, and Nabhaga, Kavim, Kavi, Vibhu, the Great. Translation. O King, best of the Bharat dynasty, from Bibhishan, by the womb of Samgya, Shraddadev Manu was born. Shraddadev Manu, having conquered his senses, begot 10 sons in the womb of his wife Shraddha. The names of these sons were Ikshvaku, Nirga, Sharyati, Dista, Drista, Karusaka, Narisyanta, Prashadra, Nabhaga, and Kavi. Text 13. Aprajasya mano purvam vasit Do Bhagavan Kila Mitra Varunayor Istam Prajarvam Akarod Vibhu. Synonyms. Aprajasya, of he who had no son, Manu, of Manu, Purvam, formerly, Vasishta, the great saint, Vasishta, Bhagavan, powerful, Kila, indeed, Mitra Arunayo, of the demigods named Mitra and Varuna, Istam, a sacrifice, Prajartam, for the sake of getting sons, Akarod executed Vibhu, the great person. Translation. Manu at first had no sons. Therefore, in order to get a son from him, the great Saint Vasishtha, who was very powerful in spiritual knowledge, performed a sacrifice to satisfy the demigods Mitra and Varuna. Text 14. Tatra Shraddha Mano Patni Hotaram Samyachita Ditarartam Upagamya Pranipatya Payovrata. Synonyms. Tatra, in that sacrifice, Shraddha Mano of Manu, Patni, the wife, Hotaram, to the priest performing the jagya, Samayachita, begged properly, Duritri Artam, for a daughter, Upagamya, coming near, Pranipatya, offering obeisances, Payavrata, who was observing the vow of drinking only milk. Translation. During that sacrifice, Shraddha, Manu's wife, who was observing the vow of subsisting only by drinking milk, approached the priest offering the sacrifice, offered obeisances to him, and begged for a daughter. Text 15. Presito Dvaruna Hotra Vyacharat Tat Samahita Gihite Havishi Vacha Vasatkaram Grinan Dvija. Synonyms. Presita, being told to execute the sacrifice, Advaruna, by the Ritvik priest, Hota, by the priest in charge of offering oblations, Vyacharat, executed, taught that sacrifice, Samahita, with great attention, Grihite Havisi, upon taking the clarified butter for the first oblations, Vacha, by chanting the mantra, Vashatkaram, the mantra beginning with the word Vashat, Grinam, reciting Dvija, the Brahmana. Translation. Told by the chief priest, quote, now offer oblations, end quote, the person in charge of oblations took clarified butter to offer. He then remembered the request of Manu's wife and performed the sacrifice by chanting the word Vashat, end quote. Text 16. Hotas tad vyabachare na kanyela namasabhavat tambilokya manu praha Natis tustamana gurum. Synonyms. Hotu, the priest, tat of the yagya, vyabicharena, by that transgression, kanya, a daughter, ila nam, by the name, sa, that daughter, abhavat, was born, tam, unto her, vilokya, seeing, manu, praha said, na, not, atitustamana, very much satisfied, gurum, unto his guru. Translation. Manu had begun that sacrifice for the sake of getting a son, but because the priest was diverted by the request of Manu's wife, a daughter named Ela was born. Upon seeing that daughter, Manu was not very satisfied. Thus he spoke to his guru Vasishtha as follows. Purport. Because Manu had no issue, he was pleased at the birth of the child, even though a daughter, and gave her the name Ela. Later, however, he was not very satisfied to see the daughter instead of a son. Because he had no issue, he was certainly very glad about the birth of Ela, but his pleasure was temporary. Text 17. Bhagavan kim adam jatam karma vo brahmavadinam viparyayam aho kashtam maivam syat brahmavikriya. Synonyms. Bhagavan, O my Lord, kim adim, what is this? Jatam born, karma, fruit of activities. Va, of all of you, Brahma Vadinam, of you who are expert in chanting the Vedic mantras, Viparyayam, deviation, aho, alas, custom, painful, mam evam syat, thus it should not have been, Brahma Vikriya, this opposite action of the Vedic mantras. Translation. My Lord, all of you are expert in chanting the Vedic mantras, then how then has the result of been opposite to the one desired? This is a matter for lamentation. There should not have been such a reversal of the results of Vedic mantras. Purport. In this age, the performance of yoga has been forbidden because no one can properly chant the Vedic mantras. If Vedic mantras are chanted properly, the desire for which a sacrifice is performed must be successful. Therefore, the Hare Krishna mantra is called the Maha mantra, or the great exalted mantra above all other Vedic mantras, simply because the chanting the Hare Krishna Maha mantra brings so many beneficial effects. As explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshastakam 1, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhavam Mahadvagninavapanam Shreya Karva Chandikvatananam Vidyavadujivanam Ananda Buddhivaranam Padipanam Banamitisvaranam Savatma Snaparamparam Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditioned life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. End quote. Therefore, the best performance of yoga given to us is the Sankirtan yoga. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayanti Sumedasa, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Those who are intelligent take advantage of the greatest yoga of this in this age by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in congregation. When the Hare Krishna mantra is chanted by many men together, the chanting is called Samkirtan, and as a result of such a yoga, there will be clouds in the sky. Yajnad Bhavanti Pranjanya. In these days of drought, people can gain relief from scarcity of rain and food by the simple method of Hare Krishna Yoga. Indeed, this can relieve all of human society. At present, there are droughts throughout Europe and America, and people are suffering. But if people take this Krishna consciousness movement seriously, if they stop their sinful activities and chant the Hare Krishna Ma mantra, all their problems will be solved without difficulty. The other processes of yoga, there will be difficulties because there are no learned scholars who can chant the mantras perfectly well, nor is it possible to secure the ingredients to perform the yoga. Because human society is poverty-stricken and men are devoid of Vedic knowledge and the power to chant the Vedic mantras, the Hare Krishna Ma mantra is the only shelter. People should be intelligent enough to chant it. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayanti Sumedasa. Those whose brains are dull cannot understand this chanting, nor can they take to it. Text 18. Yuyam Brahma Vidor Yuktas Tapasa Dagda Kilbisha Kutak Sankalpa Vishva Vaisha Smyam Anritam Vibhudesh Viva. Synonyms. Yuyam, all of you, Brahma Vida, completely in awareness of the Absolute Truth, Yukta, self-controlled and well-balanced, Tapasa, by dint of austerity and penances, Dagda Kilbisha, all kinds of material contamination having been burnt out, Kuta, then how, Sankalpa Vaishamyam, discrepancy in the matter of determination, Anritam, false promise, false statement, Vibhudeshu, in the society of the demigods, Eva, or... Translation, you are all self-controlled, well-balanced in mind, and aware of the Absolute Truth, and because of austerities and penances, you are completely cleansed of all material contamination. And your words, like those of the demigods, are never baffled. Then how is it possible that your determination has failed? Purport. We have learned from many Vedic literatures that a benediction given or a curse given by the demigods never proves false. By performing austerities and penances, by controlling the mind and senses, and by achieving full knowledge of the Absolute Truth, one is fully cleansed of material contamination. Then one's words and blessings, like those of the demigods, are never a failure. Text 19. Nisamya tad vachastasya bhagavan pratipa pita maha hortur vyatikraman jnatva bhasi ravinandanam. Synonyms, Nishamya, after hearing Tatvacha, those words, Tasya of him, Manu, Bhagavan, this is the most powerful, Prapita Maha, the great-grandfather, Vishishta, Hota Vertikarman, discrepancy in the part of the Hota priest, Yatva, understanding Babase spoke, Ravinandanam, unto Vaivishrata Manu, the son of the sun god. Translation, the most powerful great-grandfather, Vasishta, after hearing these words of Manu, understood the discrepancy in the part of the priest. Thus he spoke as follows to the son of the moon god. Text 20. Etat sankalpa vaishamyam hotas te vyabhicharata tatapi sadayeshe te suprajastvam svatejasa. Synonyms. Etat this sankalpa vaishamyam, discrepancy in the objective hotub of the priest te your vyabhicharata of deviating from the prescribed purpose tatapi still sadyayise I shall execute te for you suprajastvam a very nice son svatejasa by my own prowess. Translation. This discrepancy in the objective is due to your priest's deviation from the original purpose. However, by my own prowess, I shall give you a good son. Text 21. evam vyavasito rajan bhagavan sa maharasa asto sid adi purusham ilya pumstva kamayaya. Synonyms: evam, thus, vyavasita, deciding, rajan, O king Parikshit, bhagavan, the most powerful, sa vishishta, mahayasa, very famous, astosit, offered prayers, adipurusham, unto the supreme person, Lord Vishnu, ilya of ila, pumstva kamyaya, for the transformation into a male. Translation: Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, after the most famous and powerful Vishishta made this decision, he prayed, offered prayers to the Supreme Person, Vishnu, to transform Ila into a male. Text 22. Tasmai kamavaram tusto bhagavan harir ishvara dadav ila bhavat tena sam sadyumna purusharshava. Synonyms: Tasmai, unto him, Vishishta, karma varam, the desired benediction, tusta, being pleased, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality, Hari Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, the Lord, Dado, gave Ila, the girl, Ila, Abhavat Tena, because of his benediction, Sudyumna, by the name Sudyumna, Purusha Rishabha, a nice male. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, being pleased with Vishishta, gave him the benediction he desired. Thus, Ila was transformed into a very fine male named Sudyumna. Text 23 and 24. Sa ikada maharaja vicharan mrigayam vane vrita kati payat matyar asvam aruya saidvadavam pragriya ruchiram chapam sarams cha paramam bhutam damsito numrigam briro jagama dishamutaram. Synonyms: Sa Sudyumna ekada, once upon a time, Maharaj, O King Parikshit, vicharan, touring, mrigaryan, for hunting, vane, in the forest, vrita, accompanied katipaya, a few, atmatyai, by ministers or associates, ashram, upon a horse, Arudya, riding, Saindavam, born in the Sindhu Pradesh, Pragriya, holding in hand, Ruchiram, beautiful, Chapam, bow, Sharancha, and arrows, Parama Adbhutan, very wonderful, uncommon, Damsita, wearing armor, Anumrigam, behind the animals, Vira, the hero, Jagama, went toward Disham Uttaram, the north. Translation: O King Parikshit, that hero, Sudyumna, accompanied by a few ministers and associates and riding on a horse brought from Sindhu Pradesh, once went into the forest to hunt. He wore armor that was decorated with bows and arrows, and he was very beautiful. While following the animals and killing them, he reached the northern part of the forest. Text 25. Sukumara vanam meror adasat praviveshaha yatraste bhagavan charvo ramamana sahomaya. Synonyms: Sukumara vanam, the forest known as Sukumara, meho adastat, at the foot of Mount Meru, praviveshaha, he entered yatra, wherein aste was Bhagavan, the most powerful demigod, Sarva, Lord Shiva, ramamana, engaged in enjoyment, sa unmaya, with Uma, his wife. Translation: there in the north, at the bottom of Mount Meru, is a forest known as Sukumara, where Lord Shiva always enjoys with Uma. Sudyumna entered that forest. Text 26. Tasmin pravista evasho Sudyumna paraviraha apasyat striyam atmanam ashram cha varapam nipa. Synonyms: Tasmin, in that forest, pravishta, having entered eva indeed, aso he, Sudyumna, Prince Sudyumna, paraviraha, who could easily or could very well subdue his enemies, apasyat, observed, striyam, female, atmanam, himself, ashram cha, and his horse, varapam, a mare, nipa, O King Parikshit. Translation: O King Parikshit, as soon as Sudyumna, who was expert in subduing enemies, entered the forest, he saw himself transformed into a female and his horse transformed into a mare. Text 27. Tata tad anuga sarve atmalinga viparyayam dristra vimanaso bhuvan vikshamana parasparam. Synonyms. Tata, similarly, tat anuga, the companions of Sudumna, sarve, all of them, atmalinga viparyam, the transformation of their sex into the opposite, dristra seeing, vimanasa, morose, abhuvan, they became, vikshamana, looking over parasparam, one another. Translation. When his followers also saw their identities transformed and their sex reversed, they were all very morose and just looked at one another. Text 28. Sri Raju Vacha. Katam evam guno desha kena va bhagavan krita prashnam enam samakshakshva param katu halam hina. Synonyms. Sri Raju Vacha, Maharaj Parikshit said, Katam how evam this guna quality desha in the country kena vai va either bhagavan o most powerful krita. It was so done. Prashnam, question, enam, this. Samachaksva, just deliberate, param, very much. Kautuhalam, eagerness, he, indeed, not our. Translation, Maharaj Parikshit said, O most powerful Brahmana, why was this place overpowered and who made it so powerful? Kindly answer this question, for I'm very eager to hear about this. Text 29. Shri Shuka Vacha Ekada Girisham Drastum Rishiyas Tatra Sarva Rata Disho Viti Mirabhasa Kurvanta Samopagamam. Synonyms. Shri Shuka Vacha, Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Ekada, once upon a time, Girisham, Lord Shiva, Drastum, to see Rishaya, very saintly persons, Tatra, in that forest, Suvrata, highly elevated in spiritual power, Disha, all directions, viti mira abhasa, having been cleared of all darkness whatsoever, Kurvanta doing so, samupaganam, arrived. Translation. Shukadev Goswami answered, great saintly persons who strictly observe the spiritual rules and regulations and whose effulgence dissipated all the darkness of all directions, once came to see Lord Shiva in that forest. Text 30. Tanvilokyam bikadevi Vivasa vridita brisham bratur ankat samutaya nivim ashvata paryadat. Synonyms. Tan, all the saintly persons, Vilokya, seeing them, Ambika, Mother Durga, Devi, the goddess, Vivasa, she, because she was naked, vridita, ashamed, brisham, highly, bratur of her husband, ankat, from the lap, samutaya, giving up, getting up, nivim, breast, Ashuata, very quickly, Paryadat, covered with cloth. Translation, when the goddess Ambika saw the great saintly person, she was very much ashamed because at that time she was naked. She immediately got up from the lap of her husband and tried to cover her breast. Text 31. Rishyo tipi tayor vikshya prasanga maramanana niyo nivrita prayayus tasman nara narayana shramam. Synonyms. Rishya, all the great saintly persons, Api also, Tayo, both of them, Vikshya, seeing, Prasangam, engagement in sexual matters, Ramanamiyo, who were enjoying in that way, Nivritta, desisted from going further, Prayayu, immediately departed, Tasmat, from that place, Nara Narayan Ashram, to the Narayan of, to the Ashram of Nara Narayan. Translation, seeing Lord Shiva and Parvati engaged in sexual affairs, all the great saintly persons immediately desisted from going further and departed for the ashram of Nara Narayan. Text 32. Tad idam bhagavanaha prayaya priyakamyaya stanam ya prasvised etad savayoshid bhavetati. Synonyms. Tat, because idam, this bhagavan, Lord Shiva, aha, said prayaya of his dear wife, Priya Kamyaya, for the pleasure, stanam, place, ya, anyone who, pravisit, will enter, etat, here, sa, that person, vai, indeed, yosit, female, bhavet, shall become, iti, thus. Translation. Thereupon, just to please his wife, Lord Shiva said, quote, any male entering this place shall immediately become a female, end quote. Text tata urdvam varnam tadvai purusha varjayantihi sa chanur chara samyukta vichachara vanad vanam. Synonyms: tata urdvam, from that time onward, vanam forest, tat that vai in particular, purusha males, varjayanti, do not enter, he indeed, sa sadimna, in the form of a woman, cha also, anuchara samyukta, accompanied by his companions, vichachara, walked, vanavanam, within the forest from one place to another. Translation: since that time, no male had entered that forest, but now King Sudumna, having been transformed into a female, began to walk with his associates from one forest to another. Purport: in Bhagavad Gita 2.22, it is said, Vasamsi jnani yatavaya yagna vani girnati naroprani sitasarijani vihaya jnani yanyani samyati navani dihi. Quote, as a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones, end quote. The body is just like a dress, and here this is proved. Sudumna and his associates were all male, which means that their souls were covered by a male dress, but now they became female, which means that their dress was changed. The soul, however, remains the same. It is said that by modern medical treatments, a male can be transformed into a female and a male female into a male. The body, however, has no connection with the soul. The body can be changed either in this life or in the next. Therefore, one who has knowledge of the soul knows and how the soul transmigrates from one body to another does not pay attention to the body, which is nothing but a dress, covering dress, pandita samadarshana. Such a person sees the soul, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is samadarshi, a learned person. Text 34. Ata tam ashrama basye charantim pramadotamam stribi parivritam vikshya chakame bhagavan buddha. Synonyms: ata, in this way, tam her, ashram abhyase, in the neighborhood of his ashram, charitim, loitering, pramada uttamam, the best of beautiful women who excite sex, stribi, by other women, parivritam, surrounded, vikshya, seeing her, chakame, desired sex, Bhagavan, the most powerful Buddha, the son of the moon and predominating deity of the planet known as Buddha or Mercury. Translation: Sudumna had been transformed into the best of beautiful women who excite sexual desire and was surrounded by other women. Upon seeing this beautiful woman loitering near his ashram, Buddha, the son of the moon, immediately desired to enjoy her. Text 35. Sapitam chakame surabru somaraj sutam patim Satasyam janayam asa pararvasam vasam atmajan. Synonym: sa, Sudumna, transformed into a woman, api also, tam, unto him, Buddha, chakame, desired sex, subru, very beautiful, samaraj sutam, unto the son of the king of the moon, patim, as her husband, sa, he, Buddha, tasyam, in her womb, janayam asa, begat, pararvasam, named Pararava, Atmajan, a son. Translation: the beautiful woman also desired to accept Buddha, the son of the king of the moon, as her husband. Thus Buddha begot in her womb a son named Pararava. Text 36. Evam stritvam anu prapta sudyuma manavo nripa samsara arsasmara sakulacharyam vasistam iti sushruma. Synonyms: evam, in this way, stritvam, femininity, anuprapta, having achieved in that way, sudumna, the male named Sudumna, manava, the son of Manu, nripa, the king, samara, remembered, sahi, kula acharyam, the familial spiritual master, vishishtam, the most powerful vishishta, iti sushruma, I have heard it from reliable sources. Translation: I have heard from reliable sources that King Sudumna, the son of Manu, having thus achieved femininity, remembered his familial spiritual master, Vishishta. Text 37. Satasyatam dasam drishtva kripya brishad pandpidita Sudumna sya sayam pum swam upadvasvata sakram. Synonyms: sa, he, Vishishta, tasya, Sudumna, tam that dasham condition drishta seeing kripya out of mercy brisha pidita being very much aggrieved subdunasya of sudumna asyan desiring pumsvam the maleness upotavata began to worship sankaram Lord Shiva. Translation. Upon seeing Sudumna's deplorable condition, Vasishtha was very much aggrieved. Desiring for Sudumna to regain his maleness, Vasishtha began to worship Lord Sankara, Shiva. Text 38 and 39. Tumas tasmai sa bhagavan rishye priyam ahavahan swam cha vacham ritam kurvan idam ahavish sampate mahampumma man sabhavita masamstri tavagotraja itam vyavastaya kamam sudyumno vatumedinim. Synonyms. Tushta, being pleased, tasmai unto Vasishtha, sahi, Lord Shiva, Bhagavan, the most powerful, rishaye, unto the great sage, priyam avahan, just to please him, swamcha, his own, vacham, mouth, ritum, true, kurvan, and keeping, idam, this, aha, said, vishampate, O King Prakshit, Masam, 1 month, Puman, male, Sa Sudumna, Bhavita will become Masam, another month, Stri, female, Tava, your, Gotraja, disciple born in your disciple succession, Itam, in this way, Vastaya, by settlement, Kamam, according to desire, Sudumna, King Sudumna, Avatu, may rule, Medinim, the world. Translation. O King Prakshit, Lord Shiva was pleased with Vasishtha, therefore to satisfy him to keep his own word to Parvati, Lord Shiva said to that saintly person, quote, your disciple Sudumna may remain male for 1 month and a female for the next. In this way he may rule the world as he likes, end quote. Purport. The word Kotraja is significant in this connection. Brahmanas generally act as spiritual masters of two dynasties. One is their disciplic succession, the other is the dynasty born of their semen. Both descendants belong to the same gotra, or dynasty. In the Vedic system, we find sometimes that both brahmanas and kshatriyas and even vaishyas come in the disciplic succession of the same rishis. Because the gotra and dynasty are one, there is no difference between the disciples and the family born of the semen. The same system still prevails in Indian society, especially in regard to marriage, for which the gotra is calculated. Here the word Gotraja refers to those born in the same dynasty, whether they be disciples or members of the family. Text 40. Acharyanu grahat kaman labha pumsvam vivashtaya paliyam asa jagatim nabhyanandam sma tam praja. Synonyms. Acharya anugrahat, by the mercy of the spiritual master, Kamam, desired labha, having achieved pumsvam, maleness, vyavasteya, by this settlement of Lord Shiva, palayamasa, he ruled, jagatim, the whole world, na abhyanandan sma, were not satisfied with tam, to the king, praja, the citizens. Translation. Thus, being favored by the spiritual master, according to the words of Lord Shiva, Sudumna regained his desired maleness every alternate month, and this way ruled the kingdom, although the citizens were not satisfied with this. Purport. The citizens could understand that the king was transformed into a female every alternate month, and therefore could not discharge his royal duty. Consequently, they were not very satisfied. Text 41. Tasyot kalo gaya rajan Vimalas Chatrayasuta Dakshina Pata Rajanano Bhuvur Dharmavatsala. Synonyms. Tasya of Sudumna Utkala by the name Utkala Gaya by the name Gaya Rajan, O King Prakshit, Vimalacha and Vimala Traya three Suta sons Dakshina Pata in the southern part of the world Rajana the kings Babuvu they became Dharmavatsala very religious. Translation. O King, Sudumna had three very pious sons named Utkala, Gaya, and Vimala, who became the kings of the Dakshinapat. Text 42. Tata parinante kale partistana parti prabhu purur ravasa utshrijya gamputrayagato vaman. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, parinate Kale, when the time was ripe, Parvistanapati, the master of the kingdom, Prabhu, very powerful, Puruvasi unto Pururva, Utsrija, delivering Gam, the world Putraya, unto his son Gata, departed Vanam to the forest. Translation. Thereafter, when the time was ripe, when Sudumna, the king of the world, was sufficiently old, he delivered the entire kingdom to his son Pararva and entered the forest. Purport. According to the Vedic system, one within the institution of Varna and Ashram must leave his family life after he reaches 50 years of age. Pancha Sordvam Badam Brajat. Thus, Sudumna followed the prescribed regulations of the Varnashram by leaving the kingdom and going to the forest to complete his spiritual life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 1st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, King Sudumna becomes a woman, end quote.